It's all good down Parramatta way, Berkey.
So good.
Back-to-back victories, but it could come to a shattering halt come the weekend tomorrow night. In fact, it's up to the Eels, isn't it? They are rank outsiders, $4.40 up against the Melbourne Storm, $1.22. So it's a massive test for Parramatta. Need to even lift on their winning form from the previous 2 weeks. And Jared Hayne has been offered a contract down there in Eels territory. Corey Norman joins us on the line. Hey, Corey.
Morning.
I bet you made plenty of fun of Jared Hayne this week after his mummy get up last weekend.
Yeah, in our group chat, he copped all the memes that were coming out and all that. So for the next couple of days. So yeah, no, it was a good laugh.
If he doesn't talk on the field, or if he does talk on the field, he wouldn't have been able to last week. That's got to be a stitch up from the trainer, doesn't it?
I don't know. Well, one of the other boys, David Gower, has got the similar.
Yeah.
He had the similar head tape this year, so I don't know if it's our trainers stitching it up or we've got to actually do that. So.
Love it.
But it's a bit of a laugh for us anyway.
I tell you what, you're on fire last week. 40 points to 4 win. Jared gets 3. There just seemed to be good energy in amongst you guys.
Yeah, it was. You could just kind of feel that as well. Kind of felt like us. I thought that was probably our first 80-minute performance all year. It just felt good. It was just one of them games where it felt really good and everyone was on the same page and it looked like we're excited to be there and playing football.
Why can't that happen tomorrow night?
Yeah, there shouldn't be no reason. I think we should get down there and be very excited about this little challenge tomorrow night. I think Melbourne have lost 2 in a row and no doubt tomorrow night they're going to be ready to play their best football. And the thing is, when you go down there, Melbourne ain't going to beat themselves. So you got to go down there prepared and you got to beat Melbourne.
Just how much do you look at the opposition, Corey, when you see the team getting 2 losses in a row? They got bashed by Cronulla last week in a gritty game. So is it focus on you, or do you have to watch out for these blokes even more so now?
Oh, yeah, I think, the focus is definitely on them. Them losing 2 in a row is, probably not good for us because, what Melbourne are like. I think we just got to, obviously identify their, strikes and where they go. And that's across the board. But, you just got to limit their options. And like I said before, we've got to take our, we've got to take our chances when they come and we can't miss them because, a good Melbourne won't miss their opportunities when they get them.
Jared Hayne's been offered a new contract, Corey, there at Parramatta. Your expectation, do you chat to Jared about that? He wants to stay, obviously, at the Eels?
Yeah, look, I haven't spoken to him about it too much, but, Hayne's is very, passionate about the Eels and he loves the club. So I think if the club has offered him up and he's playing out some really good football at the moment, so... Yeah, I think if they've offered him one, he might stay.
Tell me about the year. Give us a bit of an insight into Brad Arthur, mate. It's been a tough year for you guys. Big expectations at the start of the season. How has Brad Arthur kept you guys together? How have you kept tight in some tough times?
Yeah, look, that's one of Brad's strengths. He doesn't really show us how under the pump he is, which is really good because I feel like, if he's stressed and under the pump, it kind of filters through, to us players. So he's done a very good job of that. He's just got us sticking together and making sure, no outside noises, distract us. Sometimes when you're going really bad, like we had this year, sometimes that outside noise creeps into players and then you get... players talking behind other players' back, and I'm saying that didn't happen here. But I think that's why we, when we're out training and all that kind of stuff, everyone was happy because we stuck solid and we stuck together.
You got a new coach at all, mate? With the merry-go-round that's happening, it's you must be looking at this thinking, wow, what is going on in the world of coaching?
Yeah, look, it's crazy, isn't it? I think it's just rugby league now, isn't it? Contract doesn't really mean too much.
That's exactly right.
No, how are you going, mate, for next year?
It's the same. I'm still here next year, and I'm sure if anything changes from here to pre-season, you know, there's no secrets in rugby league. So
Corey, can I ask you, when you're looking at this at the moment, there could be four clubs with different coaches next year. How specific are you? Is it more about the club and the deal? Is it more about the coach? What are your thoughts there?
Oh, I think it all comes into play, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it all comes into play, but like I said, I'm still here next year, so if anything changes, I'm sure everyone will find out.
And, mate, do you still have much contact with your mates up in Brisbane? I mean, they're under the pump, back-to-back losses. They're in eighth position, and obviously their coach is under the pump as well.
Yeah, I speak to a few of the boys there, still up there, but it's probably not more about football. You know, it's just general chat, just catching up kind of thing. Yeah, that's the last thing they want to be hearing is one of the other boys, you know, talking about them dropping out of the eight. So just normal chat. But they are under the pump, and you know, no doubt they'll bounce back.
Just a quick question before we let you go, and before the game tomorrow, do you own a barbecue? That's the biggest question. Wayne Bennett does not own a barbecue.
Yeah, I've got a little Weber, so yeah.
Yeah, well done.
He probably doesn't, you know, eat that much steak or something like that. So.
Nah.
Or he gets it catered.
Strange for a cattle farmer, though, Corey. But hey, mate, good luck tomorrow night. Make it three in a row against the Melbourne Storm.
Cheers. Thanks, boys.